second, 2023 meeting in session of planning commission dollar at this time. Mr. Derby, will you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Giordano.
Here.
Commissioner Gillespie. Commissioner Jordan. Commissioner Knapp.
Here.
Commissioner Duel.
Here.
Commissioner Woodall.
Here.
And Chairperson Brazier.
Here. All right, let's stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all, for all. And if you do want. Okay, we have one item of business tonight. So we'll get into those in a few minutes. You've reviewed the minutes from March 7th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Do we have a second? Are there any corrections or additions that need to be brought up? Not all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. They are carried. One item of business, let's see. Have one item, new business, SP 202305 on East Curtis Street. Mr. Derby, will you? I guess you're doing the whole deal, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm doing this on behalf of the architects for the city municipal complex. This on your screen is the portion of the new development that will house the fire station while we're here today. Just like with any build in the city we've had recently, they have to abide by the penetration requirement when visible from the public right of way. Here's a street shot. That's not what it looks like now. That's kind of close to where you'd be standing to see this portion of the building in question. This is the layout of the fire station. Along the bottom is East Curtis, the two little driveways or the entrance in the poinsettia, and to the left is the new park drive that they'll be installing during this construction. This portion right here is pretty much a solid wall for except for a glass door just below that top arrow and a glass door that faces East Curtis. If you can see, the highlighted area is the side that we're referring to. It's kind of a solid wall through there in a little zoomed in picture. This will house the bunkhouse where the fire department will be sleeping during their downtime. So what the architects have come up with is a kind of a pattern scheme of the brick. It's not really a design, it's just to keep away from a solid one color tone blank wall. So that's what they're kind of proposing to try to offset that. They understand that what they're asking for is to do this instead of windows. Like I said, they want to provide as much privacy and comfort to the fire department so they can obtain the sleep that they need during those times. One of the other things that in a typical review like this, we ask for fake windows, awnings, things like that. There's nothing that would be compatible by doing that in this situation. There's no awnings that would match that. So in this incident, I think we can all agree that a lot of times we have a city building that's not the prettiest. Doesn't mean you can't have one, but this would bring the cost up by having to require windows here. Having fake windows or awnings as well would also bring the price of the building up, and that's what we're trying to eliminate, much wasted tax expense. So I think what they did provide is something that kind of helps a little bit. There will be landscaping along this side, but this is the side, if you were along East Curtis next to the apartments, you would see. And I'll kind of go back to how close we are to the road. There is a
sleeping quarters. Go back to the frame of this, please. The sleeping quarters, one in the middle there.
It's the bottom.
Go back, follow the one, I believe. Yeah, it's is the sleeping quarters on the left of that?
Bottom, yeah, the left side, that kind of. So basically, you're in the parking lot of the Village Apartments, looking towards us, City Hall. And you see they got quite a bit of housing bunks in through there. Again, in another situation, we'd probably ask for some type of awnings, something to bring the attention to that, but I think in a typical government building, you gotta have the taxpayers' interest in mind, as well as they are providing a pretty nice building all the way around, this one and the City Hall and the courthouse. So that is what I'm bringing before you. It was designed by the architects, and staff is asking for Planning Commission to review it. They see fit to approve it as presented. And I can take any questions you might have.
Are there any exterior lighting security cameras in the facilities?
This one should have on the atmosphere of the building, on this side at least. The back side, which I can show you the back to site plan. The parking to the north of that is overflow parking from City Hall, as well as fire department parking. That part would be lit up, obviously, with standard parking lot lights. Traditional lights on the exterior of the buildings will be provided on the sides as well.
So this is really on the side there if you're at the apartments looking, but if you're walking down East Curtis, it's not going to be as noticeable. You're only
it's
pretty, on an angle.
I mean, if you see the if I can get the mouse to move.
The blue part?
Yeah, the right. Here's the sidewalk right here.
Yeah.
I think this, can you read that in? I mean, you're talking maybe 75 feet from the road. So, I mean, it's not going to be right on top of you, but again, someone can make that argument when you're driving into town that there are lack of windows on that side. That is technically visible.
Do you know what kind of vegetation is planned?
Trees along that side. They have shrubs, foundation plantings along the building as well. So,
evergreens or minerals?
I think it's a little bit of both. They're going to have seasonal ones, but they will have some evergreens, especially around the foundation plantings.
Actually, other than redrawing the plans, I don't see any alternative. That looks like the best location for the sleeping quarters. Mm-hmm. Point of comfort and
privacy.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions for Derby? Did I hear a motion concerning this application?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a second that we approve the architectural plan as presented?
Second.
I second.
Right. Any other remarks or questions we need to hear from anyone?
Call the question.
All right. All in favor as the plan is presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And the ayes have it. That be it.
Do we have any more business, official business? Derby. Okay, then I move that we adjourn.
And you want to show us something off?
Sure.
I second that.
All in favor, say, please say aye.
Aye.
I'll leave you.
What was your say today?